With the pressures of a new school year right around the corner, Rosie Russo has a review of some books that just might let off a little of that steam.
I like the titles of these small, inexpensive paperbacks by Trevor Romaine. Clicks, Phonies, and Other Baloney. Bullies Are a Pain in the Brain. And Stress Can Really Get on Your Nerves. They set just the right tone for these kid-friendly explanations of some of the causes of real angst that will be coming up in the lives of our elementary school children when classes begin again in the next few weeks. At one time or another, most young people find themselves on the outside of groups looking in. The basic advice that Romaine offers kids in Clicks, Phonies, and Other Baloney is simply to be oneself. But he doesn't stop there. He challenges kids to extend themselves by making new friends and by mindfully becoming the kind of solid, honest, independent people who don't need to rely on the opinions of cliques to survive. But bullies are a dicier matter because there can be real physical dangers involved. But again, Romaine is straightforward and helpful. Through a series of do's and don'ts, he shows kids how to develop coping strategies for dealing with people who are intent on intimidating others. He urges those who are being picked on to talk to adults about these encounters. But since bullies are unavoidable, and often adults aren't around, Romaine calmly suggests ways to no longer be defenseless. I especially like the when in doubt, shout approach to stop a bully long enough for you to quickly walk away. These are simple, basic books for younger readers that guide them through the social minefields of elementary school with its pecking orders, power mongers, and emotional preoccupations. As we know, kids are under terrible pressures in and out of the classrooms these days, and the likelihood is that things are going to get more tense with all the testing that seems to be on the horizon. In Stress Can Really Get on Your Nerves, Romaine approaches these anxieties in clear, positive ways, providing lists of ideas to help those jangled nerves. I think I'll try the one about writing your worries down on pieces of paper and putting them into a jar. And I'm certainly going to recommend to my 13-year-old son that he try number 10 on the stress quick fix list, do some chores. It may sound crazy, Romaine writes, but jobs like raking leaves or cleaning your room can actually help you calm down. Well, I don't know if that's true, but I do like to see that big guy running the vacuum cleaner.